the dark matter halo masses of elliptical galaxies as a function of observationally robust quantities, by Alessandro Sonnenfeld et al. Context. The assembly history of the stellar component of a massive elliptical galaxy is closely related to that of its dark matter halo. Measuring how the properties of galaxies correlate with their halo mass can help understand their evolution. Aims. We investigate how the dark matter halo mass of elliptical galaxies varies as a function of their properties, using weak gravitational lensing observations. To minimize the chances of biases, we focus on galaxy properties that can be determined robustly, the surface brightness profile and the color. Methods. We selected 2,409 central massive elliptical galaxies from the SDSS spectroscopic sample. We first measured their surface brightness profile in colors by fitting Cirsic models to photometric data from the Kilo Degree Survey, KIDS. We fitted their halo mass distribution as a function of redshift, rest frame R-band luminosity, half-light radius and rest frame UG color, using KIDS weak lensing data in a Bayesian hierarchical approach. For the sake of robustness to assumptions on the large radii behavior of the surface brightness, we repeated the analysis replacing total luminosity and half-light radius with the luminosity within a 10 kilopercent aperture, LR, 10, and the light-weighted surface brightness slope, gamma 10. Results. We did not detect any correlation between halo mass and either half-light radius or color, at fixed redshift and luminosity. Conclusions. Our results indicate that the average star formation efficiency of massive elliptical galaxies has little dependence on their final size or color. This suggests that the origin of the diversity in the size and color distribution of these objects lies with properties other than halo mass. This was the dark matter halo masses of elliptical galaxies as a function of observationally robust quantities, by Alessandro Sonnenfeld et al.